Blog Talk Radio.
You got an A, they got a B minus.
You got to be, they got to see, what the hell, they almost damn near failed. You know why? Because they couldn't copy correctly. It wasn't meant for you to be like somebody else. It wasn't meant for you to be a carbon copy of somebody else. You have comedians out there who do impressions. They can do impressions, but they can't be the person that they are imitating. They are imitating the person doing something that they were imitating in the first place. You ever peeped that out? Have you ever peeped that out? When comedians do an impression of somebody, they do an impression of somebody who was already doing an impression of somebody else. I'm trying to tell you, like, if I do an impression of an actor, I'm doing an impression of an actor doing an act. So they were doing an act of somebody else. That's not really doing them. Ain't nobody going to get on stage and do, I'm going to do an impression of, I don't know, Samuel Jackson sitting at home watching TV with his wife while she's cooking in some, she's scrambling in some eggs and some popcorn, which is his little favorite snack. He can't do an impression of that because he don't know nothing about that. He could do Samuel Jackson in a movie. So he can do curse words, mannerisms, and all of that kind of stuff like a Samuel Jackson. Well, it's the same way as if somebody tries to copy you. They can't do you for real, for real. They can do what they have seen you do. But the reason it doesn't work out is because you have been doing what you do naturally, seamlessly, for your whole life. They're trying to come in and do that today. They're trying to be a carbon copy of that for the night. And it don't always work out. You know what I mean? It's like, remember back in the day, the home phone? If you ever had a brother or sister that sounded like one phone, you ever had to try to take one of your calls? Your boyfriend or your girlfriend call, and you might be home, but you know, you didn't answer the phone or didn't hear the phone, whatever the case may be. Maybe your sister or your brother was on the other line and they answered the phone, and he's like, "Yo, can I speak to? Can I speak to Bernice?"
Oh yeah, this is Bernice.
Trying to see if they can imitate you, Bernice, well enough to be able to get to fool the other person on the other line and have them talking to you, maybe even getting information from you. I mean, getting information from them about you because they think that they're talking to me. I'm only saying all of this to say this. You are a walking exception. You're not like everybody else. You're not. Somebody out there in the world, other people out there in the world look at you in a single way. Whatever way they know you is the way that they know you. So when somebody else tries to be you, do you, imitate you, act like you, or get the same things that you do by doing what you do, they're not able to pull it off. And for some people, that's very, very frustrating. That's what he did, making me mad. But yeah, somebody out there in the world appreciates you and will let you in parties for a discount or for free. They'll let you in the back. They ain't going to let everybody do that. You know why? Because you they man. Because you they girl. And I don't mean romantically. Like, that's your friend. Those your peoples. Oh, yeah. You know. We got to let C. Carrie right in the back. You know, she ain't, nah. Everybody else get the pay. Yo, Carrie, you and your, how many people you got with you? You got four people? All right. Listen, come around the back at this time. You're going to have to be there at 10:25. You come around the back at 10:25. I'm going to be there already. Do the knock. Do. And I know it's you, and I'll let y'all, you and your peoples in the back. Y'all ain't got to worry. Y'all ain't got to stand online. Y'all ain't got to Y'all ain't got to pay no cover charge. Y'all ain't got to get patted down, none of that. An exception was made for you. Probably do it for somebody else. At work, you have a job opportunity. You know that a job is opening up that would be good for somebody that you know. You're going to make an exception for them. You ain't blasting it out to everybody. Oh, by the way, the rest of the world, your whole internet world, it's a job opening at my job. So anybody who want to make $35 an hour, come to my job and apply. No. Let me get my people in on this. Because they, first of all, I can get them in quickly. I make sure I got a direct line to HR and to the hiring manager. So I'm going to get them in. I know they're going to do well because this is what they do. You know what I mean? So they're going to make me look good. They're going to look good. Everything is going to work out. It's an exception. For those who you make exceptions for, of course, and you make it an exception for somebody is like exclusivity. There's nothing wrong with exclusivity except for haters. Haters don't like people who are exclusive. That's why they be hating. Well, how come he or she get to do what nobody else can do? Because that's them. They're special. They're exclusive. Just like you are the exclusive one and the only one making a big stink about this and thinking you're going to affect something when you're not. You thinking that all that rabble-rousing that you're doing and all of that huffing and puffing and pouting and bitching and moaning and pissing and acting all crazy and complaining and reporting, you really thinking that's going to do something. But guess what? We made an exception for such and such because it's legit. Such and such puts in the work. They put in the time. We have a whole resume of their work performance that will justify them getting an exception. You, on the other hand, let's take a look at your shit. You want to be bitching? Look at this. Absences. Ooh, a lot of absences on Mondays and Fridays, too. Look at you. Look at you. Pattern behavior. You got the nerve. Be bitching. Stacey White, what's going on? How you feeling, man? Thanks for coming on by. And I saw Big Sis Robin Ming coming through doing things. She's up like a queen for a king. And Carol came to me, favorita. I'm always great to see ya. I said, it's always great to see ya. That's no lie. Thanks for coming on by. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious big pearl in the world. Thanks for coming north through. Wait. Hold on. First of all, let me get the chat right. Let me get Chizzy. Shirley ain't even here. If she come through, let her know she already got shout out. But yeah, real shit. For those who you make exceptions. You're going to make exceptions. Listen, there was, for those of you who have children, if you had children all the way, well, near the same age or close in age or whatever, you know that there were times when there was a battle over who was the favorite. Who was the favorite? Who do mommy love like best? Who do daddy like best? Who do you love? That's important to children. And to make sure that none of the children run around here with feelings of being mistreated or feelings of unfairness and feelings of ineptitude and inadequacy and all that kind of stuff, you have to really be careful not to treat some children better than others. That does not mean that there's no exclusivity. And that does not mean that there won't be exceptions. A lot of our generation, a lot of our generation, we talk about how if there was a big family of kids, how they would all stick together. If one person messed up, nobody would tell. So they would all get their ass whooped, you know, because we had that solidarity. We would rather all take an ass whooping than for one person to get an ass whooping. It didn't mean that didn't mean that there were never exceptions. Everybody didn't always get their ass whooped for the same thing. Not everybody. Sometimes you got away with a punishment. Sometimes you got away with nothing but a talking to and a head shaking. First of all, not everybody grows up getting whoopings. Not everybody's parents believe in disciplining in that way. Black people act like there were no exceptions to this rule. And if there were exceptions, if there were exceptions to you getting your ass whooped, that means you wasn't raised right and you was probably born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you must have grew up around white people. As a matter of fact, you're light-skinned, so maybe you're mixed. You know what I mean? Like, and they kill me. Black people kill me acting like white people don't whoop their kids. Where you think child abuse came from? It sure wasn't because of no nigga. If you didn't know, it sure wasn't child abuse. The crime of child abuse is not a black thing. No, it's not. Nah. Remember, we were victims of child abuse and adult abuse, baby abuse, and everything else abuse. It was called slavery. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Bottom line is, there are times in your life when you were given an exception. You might have been bad at school. You didn't get suspended. You didn't get disciplined. You didn't receive a detention. You got away with it. And it might have been in the face or blatant enough that other people notice, like, how you get away with that shit? It didn't mean that you didn't get any type of punishment. You just didn't receive the type of punishment at that time in front of everybody the way that you would have expected to have been given, the way that you may have seen other people given. And one of the reasons for that could have been because maybe your teacher could see that that wasn't really your character, or that there was something else deeper going on with you, and they could see what you might have been really, really trying to hide, and they feel like, well, I'm going to deal with this person differently and a little bit later, not here, not now. This wouldn't be a good look. I'm going to find out what's going on with this person because this kid wouldn't act out like this. They ain't been doing this, so for them to do this, there's something else going on. I'm going to find out. So, nope, I'm not going to handle that kind of business right here. It's going to look like I just let it slide, but I'm not going to let it slide. But this kid, this student deserves a break because there's something else going on here. There's something else going on. What's going on, y'all? What we doing? What we doing? Hey, y'all, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yo, last night we weren't on because on Tuesday, I took my son up to Oneonta, New York. Now, y'all probably don't know where or never heard of Oneonta. It's up there in the New York mountains. Let me tell y'all something about the New York Mountains. The New York Mountains is on some other shit. Now, I went to Penn State, so I know about driving up a mountain, but I know about driving up a mountain. I don't know nothing about driving through a mountain. That was crazy. Crazy. When you don't really feel yourself going up, like when you go to Penn State, you feel yourself literally driving up and around. Oneonta is different. And, you know, New York is a big state. And we never really think about New York outside of New York City in the five boroughs. We don't think a whole lot about that, but there's a lot more New York than those five boroughs. Or even the sixth borough, which is called Jersey. It's called Jersey. But anyway, it's only North Jersey. But anyway, It's different. And, you know, I'm so proud to be dropping my man off. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, I'm proud of any young black man that wants to further his education. So I want to make sure that they get off to a good start. So any college bound black kid, I want to make sure that I give a contribution. And, but thinking about what he's going to go through up there, because, you know, it's all white. It's all white. There's some black people up there, but he's going to be a serious, serious minority. And he's going to have to be on his shit. He's really going to have to be on his shit in order to do well. Not necessarily because a racist professors might not grade him fairly, but that does happen, and it can happen. But there may be times in his academic future when he's going to have to look for an exception or be an exception. Not for being black, but for being of the culture that he is. He's going to have to learn to ask for help. He's going to have to learn to put in the work. He's going to have to learn to participate. He's going to have to learn to network. He's going to have to learn to talk to people. He's going to have to learn to be assertive. He's going to have to learn to be assertive. He's going to have to get in people's faces, ask for what he wants. He's going to have to be specific. He's going to have to make himself an exception. The rule for black kids going to college is that they drop out. I hate that it's that way, but a whole lot more of us don't make it than the ones that do. Yes, there are a shit pile of us who do, but there are way, 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 way more of us who don't. He's going to have to be the exception. He's going to have to be the exception to that rule. And me and his mom and his family and our family, we're going to have to do everything in our power to make sure that he makes it out there, makes it up there. Even if it involves me driving back up to that motherfucker, because I ain't looking forward to doing it no time soon. I ain't lying. Shit is 4 hours from Queens. 4 hours from Queens. It's different. It's different. I'm gonna see you. I got a bug problem. I got a bug problem. He playing with me. But anyway, so yeah, there's times when he's gonna have to look for exclusivity, and there're gonna be times when people notice it, and they're gonna call professors and other academic authorities on it. Well, why does the black kid get this? So he's going to have to put himself in a position where he deserves that exclusivity. He's going to have to put himself in a position where he deserves an exception. And he ain't going to be able to do it by being lazy. He ain't going to be able to do it by being unmotivated. He ain't going to be able to do it off of sympathy. He's going to have to put himself in a position where he deserves it, and people cannot deny it. Yeah, well, why wouldn't we make an exception for Nate? He's been putting in work. He's an exceptional student, a great friend, a wonderful son, brother. He helps other people out. He's always stepping up to, you know, he's never selfish, that kind of thing. Those are the types of people we make exceptions for. And you know, that's not to take away from the fact that sometimes we make an exception for people just because they're cute. If we take it back to the club days, anybody who knows anything about getting to a club or a bar or a lounge or wherever where there's a lot of people and damn near to capacity, wherever there's a line and then there's somebody checking people at the door, you know them bouncers, they let certain girls in and let them go up to the front of the line where they don't do that for others. Sometimes the exception ain't right, but sometimes it's well deserved. Depends on the situation, and all things in life are situational. All things in life are situational. We just have to do our best to try to make sure that we're in the right situation to be able to represent. Cal Chamberlain. She says, clear people kill their kids without hesitation. I love it when black people think clear. Oh, my God. And the crazy part is I be knowing what they talk about. Clear. Clear. See through. Cellophane. A window. But, yeah. Yeah. Clear folks definitely got the child abuse crime started. They was about that life. Word mother for real. So as we proceed to give you what you need, we're talking about for those who you make exceptions. You might make exceptions for your man. You ever had an old love or old flame? You ever got in contact with an old love or old flame, or they got in contact with you, or you saw them on the street, or they heard that you was linked up, joined with, and all in with somebody new, and they want to do an audit on your relationship. Well, how come you did this? I heard you do this with him. You ain't never do that with me. You might have cussed them out for that. You might have flagged them off for that. You might have gave them what they really didn't want, which was, yeah, because I love the difference is I like you and I love them. The difference is he deserves it. You didn't. You never deserved that. The difference is he did this for me, or he does this, or she does this, and she does that. You don't do that. So it ain't about them. I mean, it ain't about you. It's about them. So, yeah, I'm sorry that you feel some kind of way about them getting what you didn't get. But trust and believe, you got way more than you ever should have gotten. And I'm going to give them way more than you should have ever gotten. I'm going to continue that. So not only do you know about this, but wait till you see them with that. Because they got some more coming. So you stay tuned. Whatever source put you on to what I'm doing, tell them to stay tuned too. I don't even consider what they did to be snitching. But if they snitching keeps you bitching, well, so be it, sir. But it's about to get worser. Yeah, it's about to get worser. But, yeah. So, whereas, you know what? Have you ever had an ex find out whatever kind of way your sexual activity with somebody else? Now, I'm thinking that the only way they could have found that out is if the other person told them or you told them. And you might have told them, like, yeah. I never did this with you, but I definitely do it with them. Sometimes you might feel like being a little mean to your ex. Yo, hey, yo, ex. Yo, check this out, ex. I made an exception. Well, I make exceptions for them. They can get it. You can't get it. You had it. You can't get no more. It's over for you. It's all in for them. I just thought I'd let you know that. There might have been times when you felt the need to do that. Sometimes you got to stick the knife in and turn it a little bit. You know what I mean? Rip them guts out. Sometimes. Know what I'm talking about? Know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Exceptions. You can't say that you never make an exception for anybody, or that nobody is special enough to have exceptions made for them if you have looked for exceptions for your own self, your own behavior, your own actions. Look at the legal system. The way that the legal system is designed, not everybody gets convicted of the same crime in the same way. Not everybody receives the same sentences for the same conviction for the same crimes. There are exceptions for certain people. If I have a good lawyer and you got a shitty lawyer, you're going to get served with more time than I will. I might beat the case. I might. To you, it's going to look like I got off because of it. For you, it's going to look like I got off on an exception. You just don't know what it's like to have effective legal counsel. You've never had that. You had a public defender or a defense lawyer who didn't have your interests at heart. He was a ragtag, rinky-dink defense lawyer. He didn't represent you properly. So you got jammed up with mad time. Somebody else got convicted of the same crime. But guess what? The circumstances of their offense was different than yours. Like, you know how there are different degrees of murder? Well, there are also different degrees of the same murder offense. So I might have got first degree murder, and you might have got first degree murder. But the details of both first degree murder, we both premeditatedly killed somebody. But the malice in which you did it was different than the malice in what I did it, and the way I did it. So not only did you make, it may be the case where not only did you kill somebody, but you put other lives in danger directly. You shot the motherfucker, but you shot all in the crowd first. You didn't hit anybody except for your intended target. But in searching for your, or in trying to get your, or hit your intended target, you had people, you should have people, seen the people screaming and yelling and running and jumping and, you know, all of that. Meanwhile, this person, he told the person that he was going to get him. He went to his crib and he got him. Broke in his house, banged him, banged him in his own bed while he was asleep. Premeditated. But it's different. Our representation was different. So it looks like I got off on an exception, or that I wasn't sentenced as harshly as you because of an exception. That's not it. Your case was exclusive to you. My case was exclusive to me. Well, we both got first-degree murder. So whenever either of us get out, we're still going to have that on our record. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest girl in the world. You know, I shouted you out earlier. Carol Chamberlain says, blacks are convicted more times than clear people for the same crimes. And you know what? A lot of times that's because we don't have proper representation. A lot of times black people are convicted of crimes because they cannot or do not get a good lawyer. If you have a, if you're convicted of first degree murder and you have a public defender, your ass is done. Because the first, because a public defender doesn't have the time or the resources to be able to research the details of your case, make sure that we get witnesses in, and they don't have, they're not, they can't dedicate themselves to exonerating you or getting or even giving you a fair trial beyond whatever evidence that the state has against you and getting you to take a deal. So a lot of our people take the deal. Why you would take a deal on a first degree murder charge is beyond me. But if you don't know any better and you were probably feeling guilty about it, probably said, well, I'm going to just go ahead and do my time. May the court have mercy on me. And they won't. But that's one of the reasons why clear people get lighter sentences. They can a lot of times they can afford the legal counsel, and a lot of times they're shown favor because of a clear jury, a clear judge, a clear police officers. It's something we got to deal with, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that we got to deal with. No, it ain't fair, though. It ain't no fair. Yeah, I said sometimes it's not that judges are known to side. Sometimes it's not that. Judges are known to side with certain defense attorneys. Oh, yeah, they all know each other. Mm-hmm. They do. But more than likely, you pay it. Well, if you have the money, you can choose whatever defense attorney you want. Defense attorneys, criminal lawyers are very unethical. They don't give a shit about what you did or if you did it or not. They don't. They're like, look, I can get you off, but it's going to cost you a whole lot of money. But the state had, like, your lawyer knows what the state has against you and what they don't. They look over the shit and be like, they know. You know, I can get him off. They don't know enough. They do not know enough. I can easily get past this. They know. But yeah, there have been times we have been sold out by who we have hired, but we don't even know it because we didn't take time out to, or we weren't conditioned to even know what our options and what our rights were. So many of us were sold down the river and we didn't even know we was in the water. Sold down the river, baby. But we're not exclusive in that. Many of us have gotten sold out. Sold down the river. I was sold down the river by a racist judge. The court gave me the ass to kiss. And they wouldn't budge. I got a long time serving, and I'm not coming home. Oh, no, I ain't. So I go to my brother. And I say, brother, they got you too. But he winds up getting his ass handed to him too. And I, listen, man. My point is, care like they play golf, belong to some country club, lunches, et cetera. Robbie Mink says, my cousin was locked up this week for fighting. His bail was $100,000. God dang. The judge dropped the bail down to $10,000. Well, that sounds like 10%. The DA wanted to go back into the past crimes he did. So, yeah, 10% of $100,000 is $10,000. So a lot of times they set bails that high. And the court has jurisdiction about whether they will offer you a 10% bail. They don't have to do that. It's an option. If they think that you're a flight risk, they won't drop it to $10,000. It's an option. You know, we be running around here talking about certain things. No, you got to give them 10% bail. No, you don't. You got to give me, you got to give them one phone call. No, they don't. That's TV stuff. That is an option. It's a courtesy afforded. That is not, you know, like on TV and the movies, we see people getting their rights read to them right at their arrest. I've seen people arrested. You've seen people arrested. Have you ever, ever in your life seen somebody get locked up and the cops read them their rights right then and there? The answer is no. That's TV stuff. You have the right to remain silent. If you choose to give up that right, everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Yeah, you've probably seen 100 people get arrested in your life, and you've never seen their rights get read to them at the arrest. But on TV and the movies, guess what they do? But that's TV and the movies. It's an exception. It's exclusive to that. I've been in jail before. They ain't got to give nobody no one phone call. They ain't got to do that. Act like a dickhead in jail, see if they let you call your peoples. I hope your people are psychic. Because they're gonna have to figure out where you are. They're gonna have to go see a gypsy downtown. Crystal ball type of shit. But you ain't calling nobody. You thinking, well, yeah, well, I'ma sue y'all for not giving me a phone call. No, you ain't. You ain't got no case, dummy. That's a courtesy, Robert Ming says. The judge said no. We are only doing the present time. His public defender says she works, goes to the police athletic league after work and help the kids, and he's doing positive things in the community. Yeah, it happens. But see, public defenders don't get paid a lot, so a lot of times they're doing that work in hopes of getting their own firm or joining a better firm or whatever. But they're getting a lot of exclusive. I mean, I'm sorry, they're getting a lot of experience, and they see how dirty the system is. So some public defenders really have sympathy for the clients, but they can't. They have too much of a workload. Imagine being a public defender in Philadelphia. Thousands and thousands of cases. Like, when are you going to eat? For about $75,000 a year. Like, what are you going? Man, listen. Matter of fact, it's a public record. Let's see how much a public defender makes in the city of Philadelphia. Let me see. How much does a public defender make in the city of Philadelphia? Okay. Public defender, $50,000 to $76,000 per year. For a lawyer? And they get no respect. Other lawyers that work for firms be like, man, you must be out of your goddamn mind. Most of public defenders' cases go out on plea deals. Look, the state has this evidence against you. They're offering you this. They say you can do. Do 18 months. 18 months in the county, no state time. It might be wise for you to take that deal. I mean, you had assault and battery. 18 months on the first offense. Now, it might be a case where you could go to trial and beat it. Might be the case. You go to trial and beat it. Because to take the deal, you have to admit guilt. You can't plead not guilty and take a deal. The deal, the not guilty goes, that means that one lawyer won and the other one lost. So it's there's a lot to it. Anyway, $50,000 to $76,000 a year, public defender in Philadelphia. What the hell? Hold on.
I saw something else.
Oh, they got some other shit going on. $65,000 to $170,000, $64,000 to $230,000. Give me a break. Okay. This is from Indeed.com. A public defender salary in Philadelphia, $74,012 per year. That's the estimated salary for a public defender per year in Philadelphia. Now, in other counties, they get paid differently. They have some California county where the public defenders make six figures. But that's California. And anybody who has ever been out in California, you know, you're going to need that money. You're going to have to make that much. But look at these salaries for public defenders in other counties. Westchester, PA, $67,000. Media, $66,000. York, PA, $64,000. Lancaster, or should I say Lancaster, $63,000. Carlisle, $61,000. See, the cost of living is different in those other counties. So they probably took the cost of living into consideration in Philadelphia and decided that $74,000 was a lot. But when you think about the cost of law school and all that kind of stuff, $74,000, man, that ain't going to pay your bill. Okay, it is what it is. For those for whom we make exceptions, who do you make exceptions for in your life? You don't have to answer that right here. But you know that there are people in your life that you make exceptions for, and you could. You do, and maybe you should. He's my baby, and you are not. I really love him a lot, and you, I do not. So for him goes the spoils, and you out in the field. You going toil, and I don't give a F about you with y'all, and I make sure that I stand tall on mine. Make sure that me and my baby going shine, and I'm going to take it there every chance that I do. I care. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. You get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. You get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Sherry McKenzie, turning 43 years old today, and also Dinette Reese, turning 48 years old today. And also Maisha Cooper, turning 47 years old today. And my girl, LaShonda Kellum, happy birthday to you. And Ika Buddha, that's my cuz, turning 33 years old today. That's amazing in and of itself. Speaking of my man Ika Buddha, my cuz been locked down for over 10 years. I think he got a 16-year sentence, and it looks like he's going to max out. It looks like he's going to max out that Milwaukee gang shit, boy. Y'all got that. I ain't riding. Because basically he's doing time because he wasn't telling. I'm going to do the birthday shout-outs for yesterday, too. Andrea Mayberry turning 51 years old today. Nick Mel Mbemba, turning 38 years old today. Tammy Rudd, turning 48 years old. Portia Carr, turning 44. Nika LaFleur, happy birthday to you. LaBarbara Williams, turning 53 years old today. Tiffany Jones, turning 45. Patricia Howard, turning 55. Tim Mullins, Will McCoy. He's the Will McCoy, my man, St. Louis, turning 41 years old. And my cuz, Natasha Neal, turning 54. And my girl, Jamila Brown, she ain't put her age down, so I ain't going to do it either. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious August 25th. I hope that today finds y'all good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. You want to make exceptions for those who you love, who you feel, who you know, who you want. Those who are close to you, those who you feel are deserving, those that you just want to. I want you to get ahead. I don't care what nobody else say. This is our thing. This thing of ours. We gonna do our thing. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Sometimes, like Tina Marie said, sometimes the needs of one outweigh the needs of a million. And if you understand what I'm talking about, y'all have a great night. We're gonna be back tomorrow night. For another daily go get a business show. And you know how that go. So love is love, baby. Oh yeah, love is love. All right. So Blog Talk, we're gonna get you on about it here. I say peace, my dear.